Shabbat shalom. This week, a congregant and I were talking about reports of the heartbreaking situation at holding camps for migrant children. She voiced how furious she was when she had first heard about separated families. Like many of us, she expressed her outrage by signing petitions, marching in rallies, contributing to various organizations, and writing to her local representatives. She yelled on Facebook and Twitter, "How could this be happening? How, in America, which holds family ties as sacred?" That was almost a year ago. This week, the latest news of the appalling conditions at the holding centers caused her to feel that familiar rising of anger and outrage. The photos of children in detention centers with tears streaming down their cheeks, standing bereft in tattered and torn clothing, made her feel desperate to help. And yet, she found in herself an internal struggle, as an inner voice chided. "What can I really do anyway? I have no power to affect change in any meaningful way." After months of being bombarded with images of separated families, she felt powerless to help in a deep way and started to turn off her emotions. Her words may resonate for many of us. We sometimes talk about compassion fatigue. When we focus on helping others over long periods of time and can find ourselves feeling burnt out or depleted. It was what many of us were worried about back in January of 2017 when we saw the steadily building restrictions on migrants and refugees coming into America. In response, we rallied together to support the plight of refugees. Here at Stephen Wise Free Synagogue, for example, we traveled to bear witness and offer support to refugees in Greece and Germany, and many people volunteered here in New York. Since then, our members have helped refugees learn English. They have accompanied persons at risk to hearings. We have traveled to bear witness firsthand to the crisis at the southwest border. We have helped furnish and clothe incoming refugee families and taken on many other acts of chesed as a community. We do this work as an expression of who we are as Americans, who hold Emma Lazarus's words, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free," as a sacred American value. We do this work as an expression of who we are as Jews, who are told no less than 36 times in the Torah to welcome strangers as we were once strangers. And we do this work as an expression of our basic human responsibility to respond to the need we see when looking into the eyes of one who is suffering. We are not alone in this mission. In fact, just here on the Upper West Side, we have partnered with many other synagogues and nonprofits who have also tirelessly engaged in similar efforts. But I remember during the early days, back in the beginning of 2017, we were concerned. We were concerned that the impassioned responses and promises to fight for others would recede over time. We were worried that our sense of mission would eventually get blocked by fatigue, and that we might find ourselves turning off the news and looking away. How is it possible that we can lose touch with our sense of compassion for others? When I was a child, I would sometimes be in the room while my parents watched the news, and I would feel quite literally struck by the violent and disturbing accounts of suffering, one story after another, car crashes, fires, and missing children. These stories gutted me. Yet just as suddenly as a terrible news story would end, a chirpy, happy commercial, or a weather report, or entertainment news would come on. The narrative would change in the blink of an eye, but I would be left full of emotion with no outlet for it. Looking back, I realized that the juxtaposition of tragedy with the mundane served as a kind of training on how to distance and even numb oneself from suffering in the world. It is only too human for a part of us to look for an opportunity to turn away from suffering. We all look for distractions. I mean, check out your own browsing history in the course of one day and learn a bit about how your mind works. A part of us wants to run away, numb ourselves with entertainment, and take a mini vacation from the suffering around us. We feel overwhelmed. Even Moses got overwhelmed. Freedom was a long, hard fight. Think of all the times Moses tried to convince Pharaoh to let the people go to no avail. Moses was continually frustrated and fatigued in his efforts until finally the Israelites were freed. Moses journeyed with the Israelites toward the promised land. On the way, the people complained incessantly to Moses, holding him responsible for all of their woes. They did not trust that better times lay ahead, and they often rebelled against Moses. They said, "If only we had perished, why have you brought us into this wilderness for us and our cattle to die?" You can imagine that Moses' compassion for the people would have been wearing down. And yet, he stayed by their side. This is our foundational story, and it tells about what it means to be a Jew. We must not allow our compassion to become a flame that is blown out by the wind. We must protect that flame and keep it burning. While science and history show us that compassion fatigue is real, Judaism gives us tools for renewing our sense of compassion. As Eli Wiesel said, "A Jew must be sensitive to the pain of all human beings. A Jew cannot remain indifferent to human suffering. The mission of the Jewish people has never been to make the world more Jewish, but to make it more human." May it be so. Shabbat Shalom.